Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
That is how you get her going. I know that whenever we're in Madison Square Garden, I think one of the first visits I made there back during the 08-09 season, they opened up with that, and it was just killer. It was awesome. This is Oilers Now. That was The Who. You know the song. And we have a jam-packed edition of the show today on a game night. Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Edmonton Oilers with a top five record. Over the course of, the last 3 months, since January the 30th, the Oilers 24-9-2. They are 8-2-2 in their last 12 games, taking on the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens have won just two of their last eight and have only scored 12 goals in those eight games. Full preview coming up in the first half hour, along with some audio from Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett, Oilers defenseman Darnell Nurse, and a guy in Devin Shore who the team probably has to look at re-signing because he's been good and very useful and come as advertised. 12:35 today, NHL Insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. 105 from the Cult of Hockey, David Staples. And at 1:35 today for the Mattress Superstore, Brian Lawton. You can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Enjoy a brand new family dining experience at the patio at the River Cree, open from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. When the province returns fully to action, so too will the River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement, bet on it. And you could text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Find everything you'll need for your next flooring project at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or at ashleyfinefloors.com. We go straight to our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The Edmonton Oilers looking like they're going to get Ryan Nugent-Hopkins back in the lineup tonight. Now, the question is, where does he play? Think of how the game ended. Think about the third period that the Edmonton Oilers had. Josh Archibald, Connor McDavid, and yes, Puljujärvi together. I would suggest to you that that's the most success, and McDavid clearly elevated, but the speed and the forechecking ability of Archibald getting in and banging the bigger Canadiens forwards. How about yes, Puljujärvi? You know what? I'm gonna ask you a question here, right now, and one that you can chime in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Yes, Puljujärvi's career high was 12 goals in 17-18. He now has 11 goals. Think about the three goals that the Oilers scored, the first three in the 4-1 victory against the Montreal Canadiens on Monday night. On the first goal, he was involved in an extended long cycle with Connor McDavid that ultimately ended up in the stick of Ethan Bear. On the second goal, he came back and absolutely slobber-knockered Tomas Tatar, knocked him off the puck. McDavid got the puck, went up the ice the other way, and scored. Third goal, McDavid frees him up for a breakaway, and Puljujärvi looked like an elite-level finisher, whipping one past Jake Allen, who'd come in for Carey Price. Again, no Carey Price available in the protocol for a concussion for a week for Montreal. Yes, a Puljujärvi. We're sitting here now. We're about 44 games into the season. He's basically on pace for conservatively a 13, 14, 15 goal season. He's 22. For me, it's the way he's been playing. It's not that he's got, it's, you know, you knew he could contribute offensively a bit, but it's the way he's playing. Like against Winnipeg, a good team, he was really dominant in that game. Against Montreal, Canadiens came out banging. And he was up for the challenge and started hammering guys back and getting in and knocking guys off the puck on the forecheck. So the question I have for you is this guy better right now than where you thought he was going to be coming back after spending the last season in Finland? Because for me, he is. And I remind everybody, he's 22. As he continues to develop his offensive instincts, where can he go as a player at 24, 25? You can't coach 6'4" and 210 pounds. The fact that he and McDavid have combined for a couple given goals this season, the fact that he's in there knocking defensemen on their ass and going in and, you know, McDavid swoops in and gains puck possession and support offensively, it's got to excite you. I know from, I mean, I wasn't sure. You know, a year ago at this time, I thought, and I'm serious about this, maybe you have to make a trade. Maybe, you know, maybe you get a center back like Borgstrom from Florida, who they ultimately ended up moving to the Chicago Blackhawks, a guy that could be a third. I didn't want Elias Andersson because, to me, fourth line speed, had some information on him. And I'm just looking at Puljujärvi, and it's like, you know, the Canadiens are a good team. Winnipeg's a good team. He's looked pretty good against those two teams here in the last couple games. He continues to grow and get better as the season goes on. So let me know what you think. And Brendan Escott as well, who's available at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. You can tweet the show at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. But the best way to get hold of us again is on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. The top story, it is the Oilers and the Canadiens. We'll see what Edmonton ultimately does. Nugent Hopkins back in the lineup, I think, based on the performance of the third period. You're going to see Archibald with McDavid and Puljujärvi, and I wonder whether or not you see, because Cahoon didn't have much juice going with Draisaitl and Yamamoto, if this provides you the opportunity to play Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with Leon Draisaitl and Kyler Yamamoto. And I know a lot of you have been chomping at the bit, including David Staples from the Cult of Hockey. Now, of note, last 2 days optionals, no Joakim Nygaard. When a guy's playing 837 per game and he's only played 8 games, that's a sign. Of the 4 players that were on the taxi, the 4 forwards, which includes Kyle Turris, Patrick Russell, Tyler Ennis, and James Neal. James Neal was off the ice first. Obviously, Jujhar Khaira will not be available. You know, concern there for a second concussion within about a 2.5 week frame. If neither Nygaard nor Khaira are available, in theory, the Oilers could apply an emergency recall to a guy like James Neal. The other thing is, regarding the defense, and I guess we'll go in the Oilers Now lineup report brought to you by North 49 Home Inspections, professional and thorough home inspections for the Edmonton area. Again, I think we're going to see McDavid with Archibald and Puljujärvi. I think there's a chance with Nugent Hopkins back, we'll see him with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. And I think there's a chance Neal comes in. I don't know where Neal's going to play. It does look like, if it's me, I'm keeping Shore and Haas at center, and then we'll decide what you want to do with the right wings with Chiasson and Cassian, and that would leave Cahoon and potentially Neal on the left side. For the D, Nurse and Bear finished that game. The team played better when those guys were prepared. I think Dave Tippett keeps that pairing together. We'll watch the pregame warm-up tonight. Mike Smith starts in goal. I would assume he was in the starter's net. 16-4-2, a 2.30 goals against average, 923 save percentage. The Oilers, by the way, are currently third in the NHL on the power play at 26.2%. They're ninth in the league in goals for 3.21. They're 13th in the league in goals against. Canadians are 14th in the league in goals against. Here's a stat for you, by the way. The Montreal Canadiens are 19th in the league in save percentage. The Oilers have moved up to 8th. They're up to 9-11. When Edmonton was sitting with a 3-6 record, heck, it was later than that They had a 9-8 record. The team had an .895 save percentage through 17 games in the season. And we said they got to go 9-15 the rest of the year to get to .905. Well, they've been well above that. And that's part of the reason why the Oilers are at a .911 save percentage of this year. That's eighth in the National Hockey League. It's been a huge storyline. We expect Jake Allen for the Canadiens. Last game they had Suzuki with Toffoli and Armia. Philip Deneau, just 4 goals in an unrestricted contract year in 43 games with Tatar and Josh Anderson. Kotkaniemi was with Jonathan Drouin, just 2 goals in 43 games this year, and Paul Byron. Now, Toffoli, 21 goals this year, 5-time 20-goal scorer. Josh Anderson looked a little bit nicked and hobbled as that game wore on the other night with 15 goals so far this season. Sherratt and Weber, the top two pairings, along with Edmondson and Petrie, they all play north of 20 minutes per game. Obviously, we found out yesterday from Dominic Ducharme the Canadiens are going to have Carey Price in concussion protocol for a week. Caden Primo, 931, 933 save percentages at Northeastern, 11-3 this year, 2.07 goals against average, 911 save percentage with Laval in the American Hockey League, and a lot of excitement there. No Carey Price and no Brendan Gallagher. The numbers without Brendan Gallagher, it's crazy. They're 27-40-5 when Brendan Gallagher has been out of the lineup. That is just a .410 win percentage. All right, let's hear from some of the participants here on Oilers Now. As we head into the Oilers Now audio vault, for direct workwear, supporting local and Canadian manufacturers in Edmonton and online at directworkwear.com. Oilers head coach Dave Tippett had this to say. He was asked about Connor McDavid's physical assertiveness and rising to the occasion.
That's everybody. That's playoff hockey. That's your whole team has to engage in how you're going to play, and Connor's no different. He was real good player both with the puck and without the puck the other night, and teams are going to be physical on him. He's going to physically battle back, so that's where his game's at. His game's really strong.
Tippett added some, he was asked a question, I believe it was Rob Tichkowski asked him today from Post Media about, you know, was there a need to solidify line combinations before the playoffs?
Well, a lot depends on how you're doing matchups. There's injury factor. There's a lot of factors that come into play on that. So we'll continue to see where we're at as we, you know, we go down the home stretch here and see if we can, if we get real comfortable with some lines and like them, then we'll stay with them. But if there's always injuries and tinkering you want to do to try to gain advantages or take what you think are soft spots away. So that's a work in progress all the time.
Again, that is Edmonton Oilers head coach Dave Tippett. Darnell Nurse was asked today a question just in terms of the fact that McDavid and Draisaitl provided some of the pushback against Montreal. Connor getting involved physically with players like Philip Deneau right in front of the Canadiens bench. Leon Draisaitl with the Mark Messier special, giving him the stick and letting him know you're there against one Josh Anderson. Here's Nurse on McDavid and Draisaitl standing up for themselves.
You guys are competitive. Like, each and every night, every team that they come out and play against, there's so many little interference and, you know, holds and getting hit a little bit late. Like, they deal with it each and every night. So at some point, you're going to want to fight back. And that's what they're doing. They're standing up for themselves. And, you know, for us as a team, we can continue to do it to the other team too. So, yeah, it just shows, like, they have a real want to win. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much they get held or, you know, hit a little late. Like, they just want to win, and that it shows the competitiveness every time you see them do that.
All right, Devin Shore has been a bit of a story, and he could be a story in the offseason as well. I mean, I think this is a guy Edmonton clearly needs to look at re-signing. He was asked a question today, though, about the potential impact of the return and what Ryan Nugent-Hopkins brings to the Oilers Hockey Club.
Well, he does so many things well. Like, he has world-class skill, but he's in the right spots all the time. He's great defensively, and he's a huge part of our forward group with obviously. So it can only help us, and you watch the way he plays. Like, he helps on the power play and the PK. It's awesome to have a guy that can contribute and help your team win in so many different ways.
All right. There you go. That's Devin Shore. And that's our Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. We will get to a couple texts here quickly at 1220 in Edmonton. You're listening to Oilers Now. I said, wanted to know your thoughts. And yes, Puljujärvi. And, you know, has he been better to listen? I mean, just the last couple games, again, for me, pretty impressive. Because those are good teams. You're playing Winnipeg and Montreal. Those are good teams. Former defenseman Mark says, of course, Puljujärvi is better than I thought he was going to be. He's come back humble and mature, the two things he lacked prior to his departure. Puljujärvi has been playing big boy hockey. You can train a smaller man to play hard-nosed hockey. You can't train a smaller man to play big man hard-nosed hockey. How he's playing is why the Oilers drafted him. Just imagine if he continues to improve. It's exciting. Maybe, just maybe, he'll be the first-line winger we've been looking for. I, for one, believe he will. That one comes to us from former defenseman Mark. This texter comes in and says, remember when Spector said Jesse wasn't playing well enough to be on the first line? I didn't agree because I saw a player causing all sorts of havoc without the puck. A player in the right position, a player that once he was on you was almost impossible to make a good play. He has become all the things he wasn't before he left. And I, for one, believe this is the tip of the iceberg for what Jesse can do. And again, that one comes to us from Keith. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Mr. C in Calgary. Mr. C. Okay. Says, come on, Oilers. Now is your chance. Leafs and Canadians are losing games. Oilers have been beating the Jets. Take advantage of this and go to first place. Two games in hand on the Leafs, one game in hand on the Jets. Well, we'll see how it all takes place. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, big boy hockey, try the Mediterranean chicken. Are you referencing something there? I'm not sure, but that's all good. Again, you can keep bringing it on the show here. We'll get to some more of the text during the course. Actually, I want to get one more here from Herm, an old minor pro goaltender from the back of the day. Used to work in the Western League. Bob, let's just let Jesse develop. There's no rush. Want to see what happens with a full season. Would like to see him get stronger on puck control and in the corners. He continues to look better and better. Remember, he is playing with the best players in the world. That one comes to us from her. I don't know. I think he's been part of the reason why some of those best players in the world have had some success here. 1223 in Edmonton. When we come back on Oilers Now for Elite Promotional Marketing, we'll get to NHL Today.
Hi, I'm Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Darnell. 1225 at Edmonton. Back into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Val from the high desert of northeast Colorado says, Puljujärvi to me has been a big surprise at how he's been able to turn his game around. It didn't look promising for the longest time, and I too would have been just fine with trading him. Now he appears to be finally getting it. I would paint this mental picture. Jesse had a good Jesse on one shoulder and an evil Jesse on the other shoulder. The good Jesse got fed up with the chirps from the evil Jesse and gave him a good old-fashioned beatdown, freeing up the good Jesse to get things back on track. It should always be that easy. Well, that's quite a perspective. Another texter says, Dan says, I smile every time Jesse gets involved. He's become the player I hoped he'd become. Still lots of upside. People seem to forget that both of his hips were trashed before he left. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. This text comes in from Camrose Flint. He says, enough of this. Yes, a Puljujärvi wasn't mature, his attitude, etc. He was 18 with zero English ability in Edmonton and Bakersfield, where folks speak zero Finnish. If his detractors went to Finnish, no worries, as plenty of people speak English in the bigger cities. Again, you can text us anytime, 780-496-0063. I'm going to be really intrigued to see how far he goes. 1227 in Edmonton. Into NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing Company branded apparel, products, and awards all created in-house. Edmonton-owned and operated. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Just four games in all around the NHL tonight, so the Oilers and Habs will be your only Canadian content. Your extended City Ford Face-Off show picks up at 6 o'clock this evening on 630 CHED. Puck drop just after 8 with Jack and Bob. For a second straight year, the IIHF has canceled or at least postponed the Women's Women's World Championships. It was scheduled for May 6th to 16th in Halifax and Truro, Nova Scotia. Renee Fasel says the IIHF and Hockey Canada are trying to reschedule it later in the summer. Bakersfield beat Henderson on the road 4-1 last night. Stuart Skinner collecting another win in net, while Marody and Benson each picked up points. They will do it over again tomorrow night in Nevada before a Saturday game at home versus Ontario. And the 14-1-0-1 Edmonton Oil Kings have just 8 regular season games left. Thought there might have been some schedule alterations. Looks like, as I checked this morning, they do still have 3 games planned against Lethbridge. 3 more, I suppose, against the Hurricanes this weekend. It would be Friday at home, Saturday on the road, and then again Monday on home ice if it remains the way that it's scheduled right now, Bob.
It's not going to. I'm going to tell you that right now. I expect Medicine Hat will be the opponent, and the WHL will send something out later this afternoon. Have you seen what's moved here involving Robin Lehner? Jesse Granger from The Athletic tweeting out, Robin Lehner is very upset right now. We are vaccinated, and we are still trapped in a prison. Interesting comment. This is going to be, it's the number one story in the world. Maybe not in Europe right now, after the rather sudden demise of the Super League. That was crazy. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, and we'll talk about lots of different things with our NHL insider, John Shannon, when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.